So if we wish to live in a pure environment or to find a place where we will always feel at home, we need to purify our mind by developing universal love and compassion. So universal refers to each and every living being. Now, universal means I have love. I love everybody equally. It is without bias and completely with equanimity. Yeah, same love, same compassion for any living being. Any living being. Then we are talking about universal love and compassion. And we can say actually they're not two different things. They are just two different aspects of one mind. So we can say, like, if we have a coin has two sides, yeah, and this is the relationship between love and compassion. So we understand, first of all, we develop love for others, affectionate love, cherishing love, exchanging self with others, so we are getting really close to others. Then we understand, okay, because I really cherish them, I need to help them to be free from suffering, compassion. So we have to wish to take suffering, so only then they will be able to experience pure and everlasting happiness, which then develops to wishing love. So wishing love and compassion, or we can say universal love and universal compassion, is one mind, just to focusing on two different aspects. We can say it has like two wishes. It's one mind, two wishes. You understand? People can only be happy if they're free from suffering. Okay, so first step, taking away their suffering and giving them pure and everlasting happiness. So how is this related to be able to live in a pure environment? That simply means if we have universal love and compassion in our heart, then wherever we are, we will feel at home. Because a real home is not out there to be found. A real home is our inner peace. And then only within our own mind, purifying our mind through this training in love and compassion, then of course pure environment, pure places will appear to our mind. So therefore, we need to purify our mind by developing these two powerful, beautiful, positive minds. Universal compassion, universal love. External places, samsaric places, they are one, not our home. They are just like temporary places. And their nature is suffering. Wherever we go, we will experience our own karma we have created. And sometimes, yeah, we can say maybe in this place a better karma is ripening. Well, it depends what is better. Depends from point of view of wisdom. If we are in a place where we just waste all our karma, our positive karma, our good conditions, our merit, because the circumstances are so fantastic, then we can think, I would have been better not to be at this fantastic place. Do you understand? While if I have wisdom and I'm a little bit in a harsh place, I can think how wonderful. I can purify my mind. I can purify my negative karma. So then a better place can appear to me. And I'm not wasting my merit, but I'm accumulating merit, which is far more important in reality. Anyway, so of course, they are like all teachings of Buddha. All Dharma has many, many levels of understanding. So this is just like a general explanation.